USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Easter tragedy in Sri Lanka. More than 200 people died in 8 different bombings of churches and hotels there. Police released a statement saying 13 people have been arrested. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a strong statement of condemnation in reference to the attacks. John Clemens has more.
In a release from the U.S. State Department, Mr. Pompeo declared, "Attacks on innocent people gathering in a place of worship or enjoying a holiday meal are affronts to the universal values and freedoms that we hold dear and demonstrate yet again the brutal nature of radical terrorists whose sole aim is to threaten peace and security." He also confirmed that several U.S. citizens were among those killed. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Two governors give words of inspiration to the people in their state for two different reasons. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has the story.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper got a first-hand look at severe weather damage in central North Carolina Friday, part of the same system that left a trail of death and destruction throughout the Deep South.
When you look at the power of this storm and how it could have caused so much devastation over a long period, to have no one hurt is a great thing.
Only one person suffered injuries, and those were minor. Marking 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre Saturday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis had a positive message for those gathered.
But we also gather with hopeful hearts. Hopeful because in the face of an unconscionable tragedy, great horrors and pain, we've recommitted ourselves to act of kindness and service towards our family, friends, and community.
The massacre in 1999 left 13 people dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
7 lawyers in Utah are named in a complaint, and USA's Chris Barnes tells us why.
The 7 are accused of violating rules of conduct because they're polygamists. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the Utah Bar Association by a woman named Melissa Ellis. She used to belong to a Northern Utah polygamous group. She believes Utah should take action against polygamists who hold public office or any professional license. University of Utah law professor Linda Smith says it's unlikely the complaint will lead to any discipline, though, as she says lawyers have been polygamists in Utah for a very long time, adding, "This is nothing that new." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
WCBS reporter Mike Sugarman is in New York City talking to those who watch the Easter parade.
I made an Easter bunny on the top holding a carrot, and I put a butterfly here, and I made a butterfly garden with dragonfly lights.
7-year-old Adriana and her proud mama.
She even has a barn to show you. She did it herself.
Our hats are extremely colorful.
Full of flowers and stuff made by Jody Trapani.
Found along every dollar store between Harlem and the Bronx.
She spent several dollars, as did Mary Frances and family.
We're from Canada, so we came for the parade.
Why not? It's a 100-year-old tradition after St. Patrick's Mass, and hats off to those who observe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.